This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. The urgency of climate change is so serious that environmental activists around the world are no longer waiting for governments to take strong action. At one of the most prestigious universities in the world, students are risking arrest to end the era of fossil fuels. Recently, four students from the group Divest Harvard were arrested for protesting their university's massive investment in oil and gas companies. One of them was my guest, Benjamin Franta. He's a PhD candidate in applied physics at Harvard University, a research fellow at the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, a graduate of Harvard's Graduate Consortium on Energy and the Environment, a National Science Foundation Graduate Research Fellow, and a National Defense Science and Engineering Graduate Research Fellow. Clearly a very accomplished person, also a member of Divest Harvard. Welcome to the show, Benjamin.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. So first, tell us what exactly happened this week. You and three others were arrested. What were you doing while you were being arrested?
Sure. So this week we had a protest of Harvard's fossil fuel investments. We protested at the site of where the investments are managed. It's the Harvard Management Company. And their offices are in downtown Boston. So we went down there. Some of us entered the building and sat in the lobby of the building, protesting inside while there was a rally outside. And those of us inside were eventually arrested for insisting on staying and protesting.
So you basically conducted a sit-in.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Now, so Harvard has so much money in its endowment that they have a separate company that manages its money. And some of that money, I'm assuming, is invested in fossil fuel companies?
That's right. So Harvard's endowment is big. It's about $37.6 billion right now.
Wow. That's amazing. That's crazy. That's, you know, more than most, you know, companies themselves can boast of in terms of reserves. So it has a $36 billion endowment. How much of that goes into fossil fuels?
Well, we don't know exactly how much in the entire endowment because it's not publicly available information. But we can see their SEC filings, and those show about a 3% slice of the endowment, about $1 billion. In there, we can look at Harvard's fossil fuel investments. Now, those investments have fluctuated over time. They've gone down, they've gone up. Typically, schools are invested in fossil fuels to something like 5% of their investments on average.
So 3% isn't a very large number if you look at it from Harvard's perspective. So if Harvard were to divest from fossil fuels, that wouldn't do much to its portfolio, would it?
Well, so this is a point of contention. When we began the divestment campaign here at Harvard, one of the administration's big arguments was, well, this will destroy the endowment. Won't be able to get competitive returns. A number of studies have come out since then analyzing that very question, and they've shown that actually it doesn't really make that big of a difference. Whether funds divest or not. And of course, in the last few years, hundreds of institutions have divested fully or partially. So we can see that counterfactual now and see actually financially, it does not make a big difference to these institutions like Harvard.
So then the flip side of that is, if it doesn't make much of a difference, why is it an effective way to to protest the use of fossil fuels? Will it make a difference to the issue of climate change?
Yeah, so I think it'll make a difference for two reasons. First reason is about awareness. It's about calling out behavior of companies that is leading us down a destructive path on climate and saying we're going to draw a line and this is unacceptable. I think it's very important to set that social norm going forward. The second reason is that to stabilize the climate, we do need investments to shift away from fossil fuels. The IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is probably the most authoritative scientific body on climate change in the world, they have actually begun to estimate how much investments have to shift in order to stabilize climate. And they estimate that something around $100 billion per year for the next 20 years needs to be drawn down out of fossil fuel extraction activities to stabilize the climate. And so Harvard can take a leading role in this, because many people aren't aware of this, but Harvard does not just invest in stocks. They also do private equity investments as well. And a recent decision by Harvard to invest private equity in oil and gas exploration and production, that was kind of the trigger event for our protest.
And is that also managed by the Harvard Management Company?
That's right. Mm-hmm. It is.
So how long has Divest Harvard been active? Tell us about the work of this organization. And this is, you know, a very prestigious university. It makes a bigger impact when students at Harvard do this than at, say, a local community college. Although, of course, local community colleges doing this sort of thing is just as important. But Harvard has a name. It has a reputation. Tell us about Divest Harvard.
Yeah, so Divest Harvard started in 2012, started by a group of students. I remember I went to the first meeting there, and it was a group of about six of us sitting in a room, and I thought, oh my gosh, like, what are we going to be able to do here with such a small number of people? But we were pleasantly surprised that the idea of divestment really caught fire, and within a year or two, it had spread to hundreds of universities worldwide, and people actually started to divest.
So that means Divest Harvard was at the forefront of this wave of divestment movements on campuses around the world?
We were not the first, but we were one of the first, I would say, probably one of the first 10 or 20 campaigns to try to get this off the ground. And, you know, when we started off, people told us this is absolutely crazy. No one will ever divest from fossil fuels. And since then, we've seen hundreds of institutions do it. So it's really been an amazing ride, and I expect that movement, or this movement, to continue into the future.
So you've been doing this for a while now. Hundreds of institutions have divested. Has Harvard itself gotten any closer to divesting than when you started, or is it sort of digging its heels in?
Yeah. So Harvard is really, really entrenched. They have dug their heels in. They said, we will never divest. We will not divest from anything.
And do you think that's an ideological position?
I think it is. There's two things at play here from my perspective. One is Harvard does not want to alienate the industry itself, as well as alumni who are associated with the industry.
Right, because a lot of research also goes on, I'm sure, at Harvard.
That's right. So Harvard receives money from fossil fuel industry, for example, and they don't want to jeopardize those relationships. And the second issue is ideological, I think. They don't want to set the precedent of having to defend their investments ethically because they're afraid of what that might bring going into the future. And I can understand their hesitation on both of these points, actually. I sympathize with it. But on this issue, we know that it's not only extreme in its impacts on human societies, but it's also extremely urgent. And we know we have to draw investments out of fossil fuel activities. And so this is, to me, this is a very clear call that Harvard should think about this. And I hope they have a change of heart. And I think eventually the lens of history will compel Harvard to act in one way or another on this.
And so what happened with the arrest that you and others faced just recently? Are you facing charges now? How far will Harvard go to sort of, you know, undermine your work? And you know, was it campus police that arrested you? You know, what was the police jurisdiction around which you were arrested?
Sure. So we were protesting in a federal building, actually, because the Harvard Management Company offices are located in a Federal Reserve Bank in Boston. And so, as you can imagine, this complicates things a little bit for us. When we found that out, we thought, okay, now we really have to take precautions and know what we're getting into. And so eventually we were arrested by the city police. They called them in, they arrested us. We've been arraigned, we've been charged with trespassing, and we have a court date in May, on May 4th in the morning here.
So is this the first time you've been arrested for doing this sort of work?
Yeah, it's the first time I've been arrested.
And how did it feel? What was that experience like?
Well, it was a little nerve-wracking, but it also feels good to draw a line and say, look, you know, I'm willing to get arrested. I'm willing to face the consequences, whatever they are, because I think what's going on is wrong, and I think it's important to take a stand, because people are worried about climate change, but we often ignore it. There's a certain sense of psychological denial or ignoring or turning away from the issue. And I think we need those moments of clarity where we'll say, okay, if I care about this, then I really have to be willing to make some sacrifice with the hope that it'll do some good.
Now, Ben, you're a PhD candidate in applied physics at Harvard University. Why is this issue so important to you personally? Does anything you're studying have to do with climate change?
Yeah, so my background is in physics, and I didn't learn about climate change until I was in my early 20s in graduate school. When I learned about the problem, I thought, I have to do something about this because it's such a severe and defining problem of our time. A few years later, I started doing some work in the Philippines, doing work on understanding what the impacts of climate change are and how to prepare for them better. That's when the issue took on a new dimension for me. It wasn't just an abstract problem. It became more of a human problem because I could see that this issue is actually robbing people of livelihood. It's killing people. And we know that it's doing these things, and yet we continue to engage in the activities and make the decisions that we know perpetuate this problem. And so for me, it takes on a very strong moral dimension or a dimension of social justice and just sort of social decency as well, I think.
You said that your meetings with Divest Harvard started out with 6 people. Have they gotten bigger since then?
They have, yeah. So the campaign started small and it spread. So far we have over 200 Harvard faculty members who have signed an open letter calling for Harvard to divest. We have over 1,000 alumni who are involved in some way. We have many students. We've had student referendums here at Harvard that have passed. The college voted for divestment, the law school voted for divestment, so it's really gotten big.
Huh. So sections of the community at Harvard have really gotten on board. So what about media coverage of your efforts, of your work, of the arrest that took place? Do you think the media is paying enough attention to what you and others are doing?
Well, I would hope they would pay more attention. To keep the status quo the way it is, the thing to do is to not pay attention. And we see that when we campaign to convince Harvard to divest. Harvard administration, tries not to cover it in their news. They try to ignore it. They even try to suppress conversation of it among employees and things like that. To me, this is kind of shameful for a university that prides itself on truth, on open inquiry and discussion. But of course, they know the more that people talk about it, the more people are going to push for change.
Is there a website you'd like to give out for Divest Harvard?
Sure. So you can go to divestharvard.com. You can also go to our Facebook page.
I believe it's facebook.com/divestharvard. We looked it up. We'll
That's
post
right.
links to that from our website. risingupwithsonali.com later today. Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
My guest is Benjamin Franta, PhD candidate in applied physics at Harvard University, a member of Divest Harvard. He was among four people who got arrested recently for a sit-in at the Harvard Management Company. This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.